Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Four people have been charged with allegedly trying to smuggle drugs and tobacco into the county detention center. Curtis Demetrius Gallons, age 36, Christopher Jerome Taylor, age 47, LaTanya Willis, age 40, and Savannah Willis, age 38, face charges of conspiracy, possession with intent to manufacture, sell, and deliver narcotics and marijuana, providing contraband, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Look for more on this story on our website. Early voting is still going strong in Columbus County, although daily totals have slowed slightly in the past few days. As of close of business on Wednesday, 1,056 voters had cast ballots, bringing the overall total to 14,827. That's more than 40% of the county registered voters. Statewide, 3.6 million votes have been cast, with 3.4 of those at early polls. The rest are absentees. You have today and tomorrow to cast an early ballot at one of the county's five polling places. Polls close at 7:30 tonight and at 3:30 on Saturday. Now, black vote statewide is significantly down this election cycle, according to the State Board of Elections. As of Tuesday, roughly 544,000 black voters have turned out, as opposed to more than 900,000 at the same point during the 2020 elections. North Carolina is one of eight states that make up about half the country's black voters. The Holiday Booze and Lose It campaign is going on this week across North Carolina. It continues through this weekend. Saturation patrols and checkpoints for the Highway Patrol and Sheriff's Office have resulted in a number of arrests for impaired driving, drugs, and other offenses. Donations are still being accepted for victims of Hurricane Helene, although the need lists have become a bit more tailored of late. There are still ways that you can help out. General donations can still be dropped off at any Black's Terror location. The Columbus Baptist Association is only accepting cash donations to help fund operations and buy heaters. However, CBA does need volunteers to help pack 500 brand new coats this Saturday. You'll also be putting Bible keychains in the pockets of the coats, and volunteers with irons are needed to help attach patches to the coats. Contact the CBA for more information. The Sheriff's Office is no longer accepting general donations, but if you'd like to donate a generator, heater, chainsaw, or chains, call the CCSO at 642-6551. Saturday is the Big Tree Giveaway at Wrigglewood Baptist Church. The Cape Fear Alliance for Trees and the International Paper are sponsoring the event. A variety of trees that are locally hardy are available on a first-come, first-served basis. The event is from 9:30 until noon, or while supplies last. Grace Episcopal Church in Wyville is sponsoring a Red Cross Blood Drive November 5th from 10 until 3. Participants will be eligible for a drawing for a gift basket from Welcome All Gifts. The church is located at 105 South Madison Street in Whiteville. It's turkey shoot time again. Transformation Church will host their shoot every Friday and Saturday night at 6 p.m. at 9955 James B. White Highway South. Hot dogs and drinks will be available. Cost is $5 a shot, with all proceeds going to the church building fund. Remember to let us know when and where your nonprofit, church, or civic group is having a turkey shoot so we can put it on our list. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.